overcoming lack is not impossible. It's not impossible if we're willing to do what it takes to get over to the other side. And that other side is legacy. Thank you for joining us on the Lack to Legacy podcast, where our goal is to help you to transition from a life of not enough into a life of more than enough. I'm Jason Palmer, and on each episode, I'll be giving you everything you need to start and to finish your journey to financial freedom. Along with the Word of God, I'll be sharing financial and investment education, practical tools, life hacks, and anything that can help you to grow from the inside out. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about what it means to be in lack and why it's time for you to get out of lack. When it comes to lack, what is it? Lack is simply not having enough when it comes to many things, but especially when it comes to your money. Lack relates to limited resources, and it's also the cause for why you aren't living this life to its fullest extent. And so many people have been in situations where you look up and they just never have enough money. You work, that might be you, and you're working and you have multiple jobs, or you're looking for more hours, and you, at the end of the day, it's just not enough. And I'm here to tell you that you are just getting by, and I want you to know that that is not God's best for you. We change jobs, we move, we look for side hustles, and we're tinkering with the cable TV package. And I've been there. We've all been there. But still, it's just not enough. For some of us, lack lives on because of debt. Bill collectors and shutoff notices and the mistakes of our past keep us from moving forward. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, robbing Peter to pay Paul, which describes this constant state of borrowing and owing other people. Too many of us are in this phase, and it's time for you to get out today, right now. And also, I want you to know that the answer to lack, the solution to lack, is not more money. My wife and I made over six figures, but we still found ourselves in lack in the area of our finances. The money was there. I saw the paycheck hitting the bank account, but it would still take more than money to push us into a better place. And then there's some of us that get windfalls where we get large sums of money unexpectedly. And if you're not ready to handle that money, if your hands are not ready, if your life is not ready, if you don't have a budget ready, you can quickly find yourself back in a bad situation. And if your current situation sounds anything like what I just described, I want you to be encouraged for two reasons. I'm going to give them to you right now. The first reason is I want you to be encouraged because you need to know that lack is a temporary place. It's a temporary place. In other words, lack in the area of your finances doesn't have to last forever. It doesn't have to last for your entire life. It doesn't have to be this generational thing where mama and daddy didn't have enough and I don't have enough and the kids won't have enough behind me. This thing stops today. This is temporary. All right. And it doesn't have to last forever. Number two, the second reason I want you to be encouraged today is that overcoming lack is not impossible. It's not impossible if we're willing to do what it takes to get over to the other side. And that other side is legacy, and it's legacy thinking. And I'll explain that in just a moment. So I want you to be encouraged for those two reasons. Know again that lack does not have to last forever. The struggle does not have to last forever. The not enough doesn't have to last forever. And again, don't forget that overcoming lack, it is not impossible. All things are possible. Don't forget about that. As we move on, I want you to think about legacy now. Let's talk about legacy. We've talked about lack. What is legacy? Legacy is simply something that you leave to others, like an inheritance, for example. And legacy is a legal term that refers to the transfer of a gift or wealth or property to other people. Now, we typically apply the term legacy to money, but really it's also anything that's handed down, or if it's anything that can be instilled in others as well. So when we think about going from lack to legacy, I want you to know that you can transition from a life of check to check living into a life of where you're leaving an inheritance. And so that means that you're transferring wealth and property to future generations. This is the goal. This is where I want you to, where I want you to go. This is where I want you to be. And again, it's and creating these things, creating the wealth, creating and having the property and whatever it is, the assets to pass down to future generations. It's not solely for the future. It's also for the right now. This is for you to have an impact here in this world for the kingdom. And so that means that we're impacting our families, our communities, in our churches in a way that makes life better for folks today and in the future. So when I talk about legacy and when I think about it, it's not Jason's legacy, it's God's legacy here in this earth. What can I do to be helpful for the kingdom here in this earth? How can I help other people using the word of God? Can I be a blessing to someone else? And how? Can I buy buildings? Can I help people to pay off debt? Can I help my community? Can I help establish retail, a retail presence in my community? What can I do for the kingdom? Things should be better off when we come into a situation and when we leave that situation. And so that's when I think about legacy. So I don't want you to get stuck in the, what do I have to do to get everything for me and mine? That's not what it's about. Us four and no more. That's not what I'm talking about here. How do we help somebody here on this earth? And we have to be able to do it by first getting out of lack and then to begin to think in legacy terms. Think in terms of being able to pass something down to someone else, number one. And then number two, to be able to have a tangible impact in our communities, our families, and in this world. Legacy outcomes begin with legacy thinking in the first place. So it all starts in the mind. We'll spend more time in future episodes talking about legacy thinking, what it means in the first place. But I want you to really get a big picture overview of what I'm talking about, going from not enough to more than enough. And when you have more than enough, you can be that blessing to the people here in this earth. Now you may be wondering, all right, Jason, I'm with you. Lack sounds like something I don't want to be a part of. Legacy sounds like something that I do want to be a part of. How do I transition from lack to legacy? I'm going to give you three reasons, three ways right here. Number one, you're going to need God's word, plain and simple. So often we try to live this life without God. Even for those who are already born again, we try to live life without God, and we find that we're flustered and we're frustrated when we're out there trying to do something because we're moving from underneath God's covering and God's protection by trying to take things into our own hands. But I want you to know today that it is time for you to put down doing this thing on your own and begin to partner with God through this journey. So number one, we need God's word. Come back to God's word. I know that you hear me. I'm talking to somebody right now. You need God's word. You need God's word. We need his word. All right. So that's number one. Number two is management. Management. Now, I'm sure you guys were expecting me to say we need faith. We need inheritance. We need riches. Nope. We're just talking about management. Good old-fashioned management. It's called stewardship. And management, in my view, it's the ability to successfully oversee, to care for, to protect, to grow, and to get the most out of what we've been given. Management is the core driver of the scriptures, which encourage us to be faithful over the few things. And it says, the Bible says, that eventually we'll be ruler over much. In other words, whatever level you're at financially, make sure that you are managing, make sure that you are caring for, make sure that you are protecting and growing and getting the most out of what you have today. That's what it means to manage, to oversee, to steward a thing. But you may be wondering, Jason, why didn't you talk about a budget? Why didn't you talk about investments? I want you to know is that a budget is simply a tangible expression of a management mindset. I'm going to say it again. A budget is a tangible expression of a management mindset. So before we start a budget, there must be a change in our minds that must occur first. And that change will tell us that we have to save more than we spend, or that we have to put more boundaries around our finances in order to have a financial future. All right. And I know that that explanation about a budget, I know it's a little bit different. But if you think about it, you have to have something in your mind first. The management mindset must be in you first. And then what comes out is the budget. All right. And I didn't say investments because you must first have something in order to put it into a long-term investment. So the question is, can we handle what we've been given or what we earn? Can we manage it? Can we steward it? Can we care for it? Can we grow it? If we can't manage what we have, then we may find ourselves in this seemingly never-ending financial roller coaster. Or when we do come into money, it leaves just as fast because we don't have a plan. We don't have a purpose for our money. And I want you to realize that money has to be instructed. Money has to be told where to go and what to do. And you'll get that in your budget. But again, that budget is an outflow of a management mindset, of management thinking. Let's go to the third factor that's going to help you to go from lack to legacy. And that is for you to take responsibility for where you are financially at this point in your life. Everybody didn't grow up with millions in the bank. I know I didn't. And at some point, we have to do an assessment of where we are financially. In other words, we have to look our money and our financial situation straight in the face. We have to stare at it. And we have to decide that something has to change. For me, it was in this process where I had to stop blaming other people for my family's financial situation. At a certain age, I couldn't look myself in the mirror knowing deep inside that I was blaming my upbringing, blaming my family, whoever, blaming my education, whatever it is. I couldn't say, man, I wish somebody had put money away for me to go to college, or that it would have been great if somebody had showed me how to avoid debt when I was 16. I had to own up to the mistakes that I'd made, the money I spent out every weekend, right? But then I couldn't afford to properly fund my 401k. I'm hanging out, but I'm not putting money in my 401k for the future. Or that credit card I opened up in college because they were giving away free t-shirts. Raise your hand if that's you, because that was me. And so as we go further on this podcast, we'll discuss our financial journey in detail. We had to get to, my wife and I, we had to get to the point where we got revelation of what life should be like for us. And I don't know about you, but we went for it. We used the budget consistently. We had a management mindset change. We made changes to increase our income and cut our expenses, all while making sacrifices along the way. While everyone was out on vacation, it seems like every other week, everybody was on vacation. We were staying here, making sure that we put our money in the bank. These are sacrifices that we had to make along the way. Things that we wanted to buy, we had to wait on those things. And you may also be wondering, why didn't I mention information or financial education as one of the key tools to help us to go from lack to legacy? And I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, it's just information. What you do with that information is what matters. If you take a look in God's word in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8, it describes how even the ant knows how to prepare for different seasons. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones, it says. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter. All right, that's the word of God telling us how the ant does it. Laboring hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like the ant needs a class. It's just in them. The ant didn't need an investment class. The ant doesn't need a management class. Why? Because it's embedded in them. It's a legacy that's instilled in them to prepare for what's ahead. And we have to ask ourselves, why can't we do the same? Those are the three factors that will help you primarily to go from lack to legacy. Of course, there are more. We'll talk about those as we go further in the podcast in future episodes. But the Word of God, management, personal responsibility, these are the keys that will help you to go from lack to legacy. We have to get ourselves first, however, in partnership with God. We have to partner with the Word of God. These are the things that will help you to propel you forward in your journey as we all move, all of us move from lack to legacy. So that's it for me for our first podcast here at Lack to Legacy. If you are interested in learning more, shoot us a note to info@lacktolegacy.com, or you can follow us on social media for more practical tips and encouragement. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, and please, please, please share this information with somebody else. I'd also love to hear from you. Let me know if you have any testimonies. Let me know what you think, and let me know where you are in your journey as you go from lack to legacy. Look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.